Chapter 2. Holmes Gets Outsmarted. I arrived at Holmes's place. He was not there at 3, but at 4 a very strange servant entered the room. He looked old and dirty, but then I realized it was Holmes. "What are you doing?" I asked. He was smiling and said, "Oh, Watson, today has been very interesting. Servants are always willing to talk. I have discovered so much outside Irene's house. The most interesting thing is her lawyer friend, Godfrey Norton. He happened to arrive while I was there. I watched them, but then he quickly left and took a taxi. She came out very soon after and followed in another taxi. I had to follow them, so I took a third taxi. They went to the Church of St. Monica. I entered the church, and Norton called out to me, 'Come here quickly.'
'What did you do?' I asked.
'I helped marry them,' he replied.
'She married him? What is the next plan of action?' I asked again.
"Well, tonight, Watson, will you help me without asking any questions?"
"Holmes, of course I will help you."
"We will go to her home at Bione Lodge at 7 p.m. She will invite me into her home. I want you to wait outside the sitting room by the window. Keep this smoke stick with you while you wait. When you see my hand, throw it through the window. After you throw it into the room, shout, 'Fire!' There will be no fire. The room will simply fill up with smoke. After you do that, wait for me on the street corner."
"All right, I can do all of that," I said. Holmes and I prepared for that night. Holmes changed his whole appearance to look like a completely different man. We went to the house and noticed a lot of people chatting and smoking outside.
"I am sure that the photograph is in her house. I don't think she would keep it in a place like a bank. I think that the king's men just didn't know where to look,"
Holmes said to me. "So then how will you find it?" I asked.
"I will wait for her to show me."
As we were talking, a taxi arrived. Irene Norton stepped out. Just at that moment, a fight broke out among the men standing in front of her house. Irene was in the middle of it, getting pushed around. Holmes ran off to give her some assistance. He was helping her when he got hit. He fell to the ground, and there was blood on his face. By this time, Irene had hurried away. She turned around and saw Holmes on the ground. "Is he injured?" she asked.
"I think he's dead," said one person.
"He's not dead, just hurt," said another person.
"Bring him into my home," Irene said. I saw all of this happen and went to wait outside the sitting room window. I watched what happened inside. Holmes held up his hand, and then I threw the smoke stick inside. I shouted, "Fire!" and the room very quickly filled with smoke. I went to wait for Holmes on the street corner, and Holmes appeared about 10 minutes later. "Did you get the photograph?" I asked.
"No, but she showed me," he told me.
"How did you manage that?" I asked. Holmes just laughed and said,
"I paid those people to start a fight in the street. That got me into Irene's home. Then you threw the smoke stick into the room. When there is a fire, people always run to get their most valuable possessions. I watched as she ran to get her photograph. It's in her cupboard. We will go with the king to get it tomorrow."
Holmes talked as we walked back to his home on Baker Street. We were walking to the front entrance of his house when a young man rushed past us and said, Good evening, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
The voice was very familiar to Holmes. Whose is that voice? I can't put a face to it, Holmes said to me. We said good night to one another and agreed to meet the next day. In the morning, we went to Biony Lodge with the king. A servant greeted us at the door and asked, Are you Mr. Sherlock Holmes? Holmes was very surprised, but said, Yes. Mrs. Norton asked me to tell you that she and her husband left England this morning. They never planned to return. This new information left us all in great shock.
The photograph! Whatever will I do? Exclaimed the king.
We all rushed past the servant into the sitting room. Holmes opened the cupboard. There was a photograph, but it was only of her alone. There was also a letter for Holmes. It read,
Dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you had a very good plan to get the photograph. After the fire, I started to become suspicious. I had heard that the king had employed you to get the photograph back. Then I thought that it may have been you who started the fight and the fire. I dressed as a man and followed you back to your home on Baker Street, just to be certain. My husband and I quickly decided to leave England. I know that the king is worried about the photograph, but please tell him that I will not use it against him. I have married a better man than the king, and he is now free to marry the daughter of the King of Scandinavia. I am leaving this other photograph of me instead, which he may take. Mrs. Irene Norton.
She is a very clever woman, cried Holmes.
Yes, I should have married her after all, declared the king.
Holmes looked very serious.
Your Majesty, unfortunately I have failed in my attempt to retrieve your photograph. I am very sorry.
Irene has promised in this letter never to use the photograph against me. I trust her promise. I am free to marry the Princess of Scandinavia now. I am very grateful for what you have done, the king told Holmes.
There is one thing I would like, said Holmes.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, what can I do for you?
I would like the photograph of the only woman who has outsmarted me, he told the king.
Yes, you may have it.
So Holmes took the photograph, and the king married Clotilde Lothman von Sassmenningen.